fine. I have less time to prepare. Now I have more of a chance to just let Hashem what he wants to do. So first we have to start with Daf Yomi today. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You don't know this, you don't know Daf Yomi. Come here, please. Daf, what is it, Chabet today? Chabet Amud Aleph in Masechet. Chabet, Daf Chabet in Masechet Tanit. The Gemara brings down beautiful, beautiful. There's a lot of stories. The whole Tanit is full of stories. We had the Nagdim of Ben Gurion. We had the Achmish Ganzu. Who else? And then I get it. We got it. And today we had the story. Rabbi Broka. He met Eliyahu Navi in the market, and he asked him, "Who here is fit for Olam Haba? Who here has the schus to have Olam Haba?" So in the beginning he said, "There's no one here in the market that has to get Olam Haba." Then he says, "Oh, that guy over there," and then whatever the whole story over there. The guy didn't look like a Jew at all. He was wearing Goyish clothing. But still, he was doing great things. He married to do Olam Haba. And then afterwards, he asked him, who else? And then he points out, oh, these two guys. Oh, really? Yeah, fine. So he went over to Eliyahu Broka and asked them, what do you do? How do you make a living? What do you do in life? Oh, we're jokers. We go around and sell people jokes. We make them laugh. That's what the Gemara says. Not exaggerating at all. These words. Right? Dicha tzivim. So he pointed it out. He said, "You see how it is? The point is to make people happy, is it?" And then he takes out this little book and he says, "Here, the Kutal Achot." It's small. He shows me, Rabbi Natan writes explicitly like this. He says, Rabbi Natan, that when someone has to smile to someone else, to the others, you can smile to your friend, because you could achayot nefashot with your smile, with your shining face. You can revive people. You can revive people with your smiling face. That's Rabbi Natan, not exaggerating. And Rabbi Natan also brings down that a person he can't even somewhere else. Rabbi Natan says that a person can't even can't become happy in this generation. Bichlal in his generation, without mila d'shtuta. Rabbi Natan brings down many times. And here we have the story right here. Chabet, yeah. In the middle of the page. So, Adi Achi Ve'Achi, as they were talking, him and Eliyahu Navi, Atu Anach Terei, it came another two, Amalei Anach Nami Bnei Alma Da'ati Ninu. So Eliyahu Navi told him, these two also, they're also Bnei Alma Abba. Also the Gabayu, so he went towards them, Amalei Umay of Daichu. So Rabbi Broka told these two guys, what do you do? Amulei, they said, Inche Beduche Anan, where are jokers? Inche Beduche Anan. We are people of jokes. Literally. Mevatchinan atzivei. We make sad people laugh. Inami. Another thing. Ki chazinan beitrei litlutik. When we see two people in the market that they're having a fight. Right? Behadayu together. Darchinan vadinan leushlamo. So we make efforts and we do shalom to two people. But anyway, so you see how important it is to make people happy. So Rabbi Natan says that we can't make yourself happy. In this generation, Rabbeinu says many times, without mile d'shtuta. Mile d'shtuta in English is nonsense. Without nonsense, shtuyot, to do shtuyot. You have to stand in front of the mirror and do like that, and kibamash shtuyot. Until you laugh, and then you feel good, and then don't we go on. And also the Gemara brings down brachas, at the Amoraim and the Tanaim, the Holy Tanaim Amoraim, they used to say jokes before the limud, making people comfortable, to open their hearts, and everything. So we have to say a joke first, right? So Rava was on Wednesday night, he said a joke. And he asked me last week, he said, I don't know, I hope it works in English also. I think so. Chatan Lekala, not married yet, before the wedding. So they were meeting. And she tells the chasna, she tells him, you know, after we get married, all the patience in the world to listen to all your troubles. He told her, "What's wrong? I don't have any troubles today." I said, "After the wedding." Yeah, the Rav said that. Anyway, Parshas Shavua. Everyone's happy. You can bring that joke home. He might ask you what you learned in Yeshiva today. Now you have what to say at least. So we know it's Parshas Balak. There's another joke, but it works only in Arabic. You know. Arabic and English, it goes together, you know? Only someone knows Arabic will laugh. Balak's mother, how does she start a letter? Send him a letter? Dir Balak, which means in Arabic, be careful or something. Dir Balak. Anyways, so Balak ben Zippor was appointed to be king at that time. Like it says, Melech Moab Bayom Ahu, that day he became, as she says, didn't need to be the king. He became the king because of the situation, the terrible situation that the Jews were coming around. And he didn't know what to do, so what he decided, fine. Great thing, best thing is, let's call Bilam. Bilam, he was their prophet. He has the power of the speech. He stole that power from us, and he has that power to curse Chas Shalom. So he wanted to call him. So they're going to him. All the Knei Midian, all the wise people of Midian, they came there. Uksamim beyadam, they had all these magics in their hand. Witchcraft, you say? Yeah, witchcraft. And they said, Ivo el Bilam, Idavu el Adivre Balak. So he told them, listen, sleep here tonight. I need to talk with, I'm not in my own hands. I have the Lord over there. I have to listen to what he says. I'll ask him if it's okay. Let's sit here right now. So they stayed there that night. So Hashem came to him at night. He said, who are these people with you? Not that Hashem didn't know. Rashi says just that Hashem wanted to get into conversation with him. We see a few times in the Torah like that. Like by Adam Arishan also. Hashem asked him, why are you hiding? Why is this? So who are these people? He said, Balak sent because there's a nation came out of Egypt and they're dangerous. He wants me to go and curse them. He says, yeah, to curse them. And then he'll be able to fight them. And then we'll get to get rid of them. So Hashem told him, Lo telech imahem, lo ta'o ta'am, don't go with them. You cannot curse the nation because they are blessed. You cannot curse them. You can try. Ifshar, they're blessed. Hasholish. So I'm not going to explain it over there. Okay. Anyways, he gets up, tells them, I can't go. So Balak doesn't understand that it's because Hashem, because he told him wrong messages. And he sent bigger people, and he said, I'll give you more money. And he says, nothing to do with money, even if you give me, I deserve. If you give me all the money, and I deserve all that money, if Hashem doesn't let me, I can't do anything. I'll ask Hashem again, he asks Hashem again. Hashem tells him, you know what, go. If you want so badly to go, so go, bud. Only what I put in your mouth, that's what you can take. Okay? So, only what I put in your mouth, that's what you can say. So fine, he goes with them, and everyone knows the story. He rides on his donkey, a female donkey. Everyone knows it was his wife, right? In nice words. And then they get to a very narrow place. You see two fences, you say? It's walls.
Host of
it's not wood, it's Evan. Mar says that there is Evan.
A wall.
Two walls. There was a Mish'ol HaKaramim between the vineyards, and then Hashem sent there an angel with a sword standing like that. But he didn't see it, only the donkey saw it. So the donkey went to the side, tried to go to the side, and pressed his leg down, and he stood in a place where he couldn't go. The angel stood in a place where he couldn't walk, so the donkey just sat down on his leg or something, and he beat her 3 times, and then Hashem opens the donkey's mouth, and it's one of the things, the Gemara says, one of the things that was created on Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas. Where's the Gemara? Can you get it? Okay, that's one of the things that was created. I know Shas and Ashmashes. It's the mouth of that donkey, the ability of that donkey to speak. And it spoke. And it said, "Why are you hitting me? What did I do?" It says, "What? You abused me." That's what. Okay, so they have this whole conversation. He's talking with a donkey. And then Hashem opened, revealed his eyes, and he was able to see the angel, and he bowed down. Everyone knows afterwards. He went there, he couldn't curse him. He said, so I'll be not done speak about this. I hope I can answer. Yeah.
Could it be that instead of Hashem sending the Malach just went like on behalf of Hashem because he's going against Hashem? Or is it?
What does the pasuk say?
Malach there, like I was thinking it made more sense to say the Malach went on its own. I don't know if Malach can do that, but in other words, he's caring about Hashem's honor, like, how dare you?
Could be, because it said that, it could be. Does Rashi say it like this? I don't know. Rashi says, this is in the Medrash, there was an angel of mercy that wanted to prevent him from sinning.
Okay, so it's the opposite of what I'm saying. It couldn't be that he's angry for Hashem, because...
Hashem was angry, yes, that's what it says explicitly, but yeah. Okay. Anyways, what we want to talk about today... After now everyone knows the story. But the point that we want to take out of this, Rabbi Nathan writes like this. Linu po alayla. So he told them, later, sleep in my house and we'll see what Hashem says at night. Rabbi Nathan says, Ze klal gadol. This is a big rule. Shekol ha'olam lo nivra ki'im bishvil ha'bechira. The whole world wasn't created but for the bechira, meaning the person that doesn't have free choice, a place that he can choose whatever he wants to do. There's no purpose of this world to be here. You'd be like an angel. Why do you need this world? This olam asiya is for bechira. Ve'akel ha'bechira yesh lakoach gadol meod. So we understand if this whole world is created for bechira, so we understand how powerful that is. And we have power in our hands. Kamvar mizeh bekol ha'sfarim bidvarenu kama pa'amim. Rabbeinu says many times. How does this ability, this power of free choice, how does it come about? Because everyone knows that everything is from Hashem, so with my free choice, everything. Hashem hid what he really wants, great masachim, mechitzot, great chomim.
Barriers
that a person cannot, it's very difficult for one to see what really Hashem wants. Very difficult. Okay, what Rabbeinu says also in Sichot Aran, that the main bechira, the person's main feature is not if you keep the Torah or not. That's obvious. The Shulchan Aruch, whatever it's in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to do. There's no bechira really there. Yeah, it's not the bechira if you believe in Hashem or not. Then you have to keep the Torah or not. The real bechira, it's what does Hashem want for me to do now, here? Does Hashem want me to come and speak and give this shiur over here? Does Hashem want me to go and learn what the Chavrus downstairs right now? Yeah, that's the main bechira. When it's something that could be Hashem wants this, could be Hashem. Hashem doesn't want me to sin. Yeah, definitely doesn't want me to sin. And ultimately, you want me to keep all the Torah mitzvahs. Sometimes part of the way of getting me to keep everything is to throw me down. Fine, but the ultimate, what Hashem's will is that I'll do the Torah mitzvahs. The main bechira of a person. It's not to keep the Torah mitzvahs. That's the person that has to keep the Torah mitzvahs. It's the truth that has to keep the Torah mitzvahs. Fine. The main bechira is what does Hashem want from me at this moment, right now? What does Hashem want? It's very difficult to know. Again, what's the right way? Am I going the right path? I need to be sitting and learning all day? They have to be working? They have to do a fatsa 10 hours, 2 hours? How should I organize my day? Shalom with the chavrus? Shalom with this? How should I, what should I do? Yeah, that's the main bechira of a person. Rak natan koach. So that's the main bechira of a person, because Hashem, the person does not know exactly what Hashem's will is. Hashem's will is. Rak natan koach badat badam. But Hashem only gave power, He gave dat, intelligence to a person, not knowledge. Shiyavin midato. A person will understand from himself. Shetzarich levalot Kol yamav, a person has to spend all of his days, all of his lifetime, days over here on this earth, levakesh ulechapes achar ratzono yitbarach. That's our job here in the world. To seek, what does Hashem want from me? There's no one answer for that. So what does Hashem want from me? Now, and now, and now, and now, and this moment, and it's life. It goes on until the last moment. As long as you're breathing in this world, and Hashem is still in the body, that's what Hashem wants from us. To seek what His will is in this world, where we don't know what His will is. And every little thing. That's why Buddhism is so important, where a person can actually look for what Hashem wants. He has time, he's spending time to look what Hashem wants from him. To seek for what Hashem's will is, ולבטל כל רצונותיו נגד רצונו יתברך, to nullify all of his own will, like Allah was speaking the other day, in front of Hashem's will. I want this, and Hashem wants this. And I want now what Hashem wants. Enough of the word I want. Now what does Hashem want? ועיקר הכוח, כל כוח הבחירה רואים בפרשה הזו של בלעם. And the main power of בחירה we see here by Bilam. בעניין הילוכו לקלל את ישראל חס שלום. It's all matter of him going, trying to go and curse. עם ישראל חס שלום. ואיך התנהג השם יתברך עמו, in the way Hashem was acting with him, hiding himself, father, one time he doesn't know, and then he doesn't know, he says, no, I'll go back, no, don't go back, go back. No, he goes back and forth with him. Pretty much doesn't know. And he still wants to go. He says, okay, fine, go. Then he tells them, don't go. Then he tells them, say, fine, I'll go back. No, continue going. So he's walking back and forth with him. That's how Hashem works with us all the time. Okay? Kihaya?
Why with us?
What?
I can understand
with us. Kihaya retzono chazak meod ekalelam. Ve'amar lahem li upa laila. He had a very strong will to curse Am Yisrael. So he told them, wait here. Because even though he revealed that everything is in the hands of Hashem, but he was sure that he, with his koach of ratzon, he'll be able to convince Hashem, that's what it says, to convince Hashem, just that, yeah, it's okay if he curses him. He could do that also, by the way. Like what did he know? The Midrash says, he knew, he said, we can see by the psukim, by the way, yeah? He knew he would look for the time that Hashem is angry for Am Yisrael for something, and then that's where he's going to get it. Here, he'll use Hashem's anger, and that's where he's going to curse and be a mekatlek, basically, for Am Yisrael. But that's what the beauty of Hashem. And though that time that he went to curse, Hashem wasn't angry at all. It says in the pasuk, "Ma ezom velo zam el." What am I working? I can't curse. Hashem is not angry. I don't have time to. The right time. If Hashem's not angry, I can't do anything. To find the time, the right time to get in. But he tried. Kol hakoach. Right? Okay? Because you have to know, the Gemara says this. Yeah. B'derech shalom rotze lelech, molichim oto. The way one wants to go, that's the way that they're going to make you go. The thing is, I'll be out there right somewhere else. It's very dangerous. Okay? I'll be out there right somewhere else. When he says, no, get... When Hashem tells him finally, yes, go with them, the first time. So Nathan says, ומזה באים כל העצות המקולקלות from שלא כימת שמדמה לו כימת השם הם או שהצדיק יעצו על כך. באמת הכל ממנו בעצמו, כמו שנאמר, יבל אדם צדד דרכו. A person when he wants bad, and when he wants negative, he will see that this is exactly what Hashem wants. So what the Rav told him to leave the yeshiva. I heard him tell it. He told me to leave. He told me for me it's not good to leave. He hears that. Even the Rav did not say a word. The Rav told him to stay. And he heard, no, I mean, he meant I have to leave. Yeah, that's what he hears. Why? Because a person, by his will, that's where he's going to go, and he's going to be sure that that's what Hashem tells him to do. That's what the Rav told him. That's what the tzaddik said. That's written in the Kutei Moran. A person can prove in the Kutei Moran that you don't have to learn Torah, you don't have to go to Uman for Hashanah, you don't do anything. Okay, prove. So prove it from the Kutei Moran. If you want, you do. What your person wants, that's where you go. That's where it's very dangerous. says the pasuk, "Ivelet Adam, tesalef darko." The pasuk, "Ivelet Adam," the crookedness of a person will make his way go crooked. Ki kmo shalim et atzadi, kenu meshiv. It's very, very, very fundamental now. Okay. So first of all, we learned there's a power of bechila, and the where you want to go, that's where you're going to go, regardless of what the Rav speaks of, or you learned from Rabbeinu, or from anything, from Abdul tells you, or whatever anyone tells you. You'll go your own way. Okay? You have a free choice. Unless you nullify yourself completely, which is difficult. They're working in that. Okay? The way you ask the tzaddik, that's what he answers you. Everyone knows a famous story from Rabbeinu that there was someone who Rabbeinu said, come to me for Rosh Hashanah, right? So fine. So there was one Rav from Breslev. I think it was Rav Breslev. I'm not sure which city, one of the cities there. And he came to Rabbeinu before Rosh Hashanah. And he tells Rabbeinu, I'm going to go back to my city for Rosh Hashanah. He says, why? Why did you stay here? Yeah, but my city, they need me on the road of the city. I can't leave the whole community. Yeah, sounds familiar. And as a long Breslev? Sorry. And I thought it was the Rav Breslev. And so Rabbeinu says, you're right, you have to go back. No, but I can't leave you, Rabbi. No, you're right, you have to stay. No, but I can't leave my building. You're right. At the end he left. And Rabbi Nathan told him, you're wrong. You have to stay. Rabbeinu answered you the way you felt. Another story, Rabbeinu, there was someone who came, he asked Rabbeinu, there was some business to do in Russia or whatever. And Rabbeinu tells him, I don't think it's a good idea for you to go there. Spiritually, you're going to fall. And he tells Rabbeinu, no, but it's really good. It's really this. Like, it also helps people. Rabbeinu says, you know what? Say a kapitel tehillim, and the first thought that comes to your mind, that's the right thought. So he said, oh, I have to go. Instead, I have to go. So Rabbeinu said, he couldn't say anything. And he went, and at the end, Rabbeinu told him that someone's going to go, going to grow, and someone's going to fall. He got someone very close to Hashem, but he himself fell. No story there. But you see again, you can ask Rabbeinu himself, you can ask Moshe Rabbeinu if you want. Wherever your mind wants to go, that's where you're going to go at the end. Unless you nullify yourself completely.
He came to Rabbi Nachman, he asked him, was offered a job to be a rabbi in the city.
Right.
And he said to him,
I'm scared.
He said, should I take it? He says, yeah, it's good. You can be a rabbi in the city, you can be a mashpia, this, that. He says, but is it really good? He says, yeah, it's really good. Rabbi Nachman said to him, you should really do it. You know, sounds good. And then he says, is it the Emes Le'amatia? And he says, that I didn't say. And he stayed with Rabbeinu, and that's why we have a Nelson.
Right, that's something I learned in Breslev. There's MS and MS Lamita. You ever heard those terms? There's MS, it's truth. MS Lamita is the ultimate truth. It's truth. The truth is that you have to learn Torah all day. The truth is that you have to work all day also to bring Parnassah to your life. They're both true. What does Hashem really want for you? What's the MS Lamita? And no one's going to tell you this. No one's going to tell you what you need to do in the world. Not Rabbeinu, not Rabbi Natan, not any of the students, not Torah. No one's going to tell you what you do in the world. How would one know? How would one know what to do? It's a plunter, no? Oh my God. I'm stuck now. There's only one Eitzah. Rabbi Natan says only one Eitzah. Rabbeinu has only one Eitzah at all. Rabbeinu has only one advice, you know? All the advice is the Rabbi Natan. I mean, that's only one advice. Only one advice. You know what advice is? Like here. Okay, Mishu rotze lachus al atzmo. Someone wants to have mercy on himself. Be'emet. Sarich levakesh meod. Betachanunim rabim et Hashem itbarach. Et hatzadike emet. Yes, he needs to ask. A lot of pleading and begging. Hashem Barach, and the only tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, shasimu libam etev, ma shenaseh imod, she pay attention, Hashem should look at him directly, hashgacha pratit, close hashgacha pratit, like we know, Rabbeinu says, all types of hashgacha pratit, there's like straight, and there's one on the side, like the goyim, okay? And also about the tzaddikim should take care of him, like Rabbi Natan was searching, like you said the story now, In other words, searching what is the real truth I want to know, not stand what the truth is. V'irachamu alav, she have mercy on him be'emet, באופן שיתנו לו עצה אמיתית, in a way that they will give him true advice, שיצליח לדעת נצח באמת, that through this advice, he really will have success. So what does that mean? He has to ask, first of all, two things. First of all, Yibaladut. Without Yibaladut, he's not going nowhere. Okay? Ask Hashem, Hashem, what is the right thing? Please show me the right thing. Before I went to Chile, whoever knows the story, so I didn't want to go at all. And then I said, maybe, I don't know, I'll ask him, Aush. Yes, you should go. I said, great, he told me to go. Listen, you have to be Yibaladut. I don't know, maybe it's not good for you to go. So, I did 2 or 3 hours, Hashem, show me the right way. And then I felt that I had to go. I went back to him and said, back and forth. I don't know how many times. I did many hours to figure out what Hashem wants. He didn't tell me what Hashem wants from me. No one's going to tell you what Hashem wants from me. You have to figure out what Hashem wants from you. You go to the field, you scream to Hashem, Hashem, show me if this is the right way, if it's not the right way. That's the only eight that we have. Depend on the tzaddikim and the daven, zero. To go to the tzaddikim, to go to the tamidim or rabbeinu, to go to people who speak of rabbeinu and ask them, people who receive from the tamidim and receive from the tamidim to rabbeinu, and to ask them, what does rabbeinu really mean here? What does rabbeinu really mean here? And to go to the field. Say them, shakar, chalice.